Some Past. This is Elfie Hymn Writers and Composers by Stuart Cowley Shaw. Brother James Flint. From the 1871 population census records for Birmingham and the parish registers for Warwickshire, we learn that James Flint was born in 1813 at Pillerton, Hersey. He married Selina Burrows in 1833 at Kinnerton, where Edwin was born in the following year. Their second child, Alfred, was christened in Harbury in 1837, and Anne was born there in 1840. They moved to Stratford-upon-Avon, where Henry was born in 1841 or 1842, and William in 1843. In 1851, James Jr. was born in Kenilworth, before the family moved into Birmingham to the Highgate district, where James continued to work as a general smith. We do not know how they became interested in the truth, but the baptism of James and Selina took place in 1864, probably in a bathroom above a barber's shop in Somers Lane. The Innocent Ecclesia also held lectures there for a short period before using the Ann Street School. Henry was baptised soon after his parents, James Jr. in 1865 and William in 1866. Almost at once, William left for Australia in search of work, and it is in Perth that his two granddaughters now live, both being sisters in Christ. The Birmingham Ecclesia, led by Brother Roberts, grew rapidly and soon moved to the Athenaeum Hall in Temple Row in order to gain 100 extra seats. Brother Flint Sr. was appointed leader of song, and the Ecclesia met every Wednesday evening for the cultivation of singing. Brother Roberts, in his magazine at that time, referred to the advent among us of a musical family who led us in our singing with flute, violin and basso, probably a double bass. The Ecclesia orchestra included Brother Henry Flint on the flute, Brother James Drew, cornet, Brother Thomas Webster and Robert King, violins, and Brother Charles Jennings, harmonium. The latter, with Brother Flint Sr., decided on the tunes to be used, and it's also recorded that the assembly sang Christadelphian anthems. These were probably those published by Brother George Dowie of Edinburgh in 1864 in a small book known briefly as The Choral Service. Brother Robert's own small book of hymns, Words Only, was also published early the following year under the title The Golden Harp. There's a Flint family tradition that Brother Flint Sr. composed some melodies to fit the words of certain hymns in The Golden Harp, particularly those written by Brother David Brown. These were Doxology, now number 49, which starts with the words, Glory and blessing be ever ascribed to thee, and create unity, Father of all. And it is thought that he also composed the tune for the anthem Yahweh Elohim. He also very probably composed the tunes Righteousness, now 198, which is the hymn we know that starts, Jesus, thou Son of Righteousness, shed forth thy living rays, stir up thy strength, thy mightiness, and manifest thy praise. Beyond where Kedron's waters flow, behold the suffering Saviour go, to sad Gethsemane. He's also thought to have composed the tunes Victor Royal, Faber and Jubilee, now numbers 216, 249 and 343. Hymn 216 has the words, Light of them that sit in darkness, rise and shine, thy blessings bring. Light to lighten all the Gentiles, rise with healing in thy wing. Hymn 249, For Zion's sake I will not rest, saith God, nor hold my peace, until Jerusalem be blessed and Judah's sorrows cease. And hymn 343, Hark, 10,000 voices sing the song of Jubilee. Earth, through all her tribes, rejoices, broke her long captivity. Brother James Flint, or Brother Rare, may also have composed the tune Devotion No. 1, which fits Brother Brown's words. Brother Rare, baptised in 1865, had previously been a choir leader in a local chapel. He joined Brother Flint as leader of song. The 1873 Birmingham Ecclesial Address Roll records the Flint family is still living in the Highgate area near the centre of the city, but their names are missing from the 1875 roll. Possibly they had joined Edward Turner's breakaway group. We just don't know. The second hymn writer we can consider this evening is Brother Edward Harding. Brother Edward Harding Sr., 1844 to 1929, was a Portsmouth man from a seafaring family. But it was in Lincoln that he met Jane, whom he married in 1872. The following year, their daughter Gertrude was born, and Edward Jr. arrived in 1876. He was followed by Arthur, Mary Jane, Ernest and Reuben at yearly intervals. Meanwhile, Edward Sr. was working as a night watchman. One night, when looking for a scrap of paper to light his pipe, he found in his pocket a leaflet inviting him to a lecture by a Christadelphian. This had been handed to him a few days earlier, and now, from curiosity, he read it and noticed how widely some of our teaching differed from that of other churches. His interest was soon aroused, and he began attending meetings in Lincoln. This led to his baptism in 1883 in North London, where he would have met Brother Thomas Bosher. Shortly after this, the family moved to Portsmouth, where Brother Bosher broke bread with Edward wherever he was in the area, whenever he was in the area on business. The death of a young daughter indirectly brought about the baptism of Jane. She was a staunch Congregationalist, and the minister comforted her with the thought that the child was now a little angel in heaven. Edward knew better and persuaded Jane to read 12 lectures. She invited the minister to call at the house, and Edward soon showed him how unscriptural his ideas on the death state were. Soon after this, Jane was baptised in 1884 in North London, and an ecclesia was formed in Portsmouth when some others moved there from Malden in Essex. Their oldest son, Edward, was sent to Greenwich Naval College to be educated, and he joined the Navy when he was 14. In 1895, at the age of 19, he applied for baptism, and Brother Frank Janaway was asked to advise on the case. As a result, the Portsmouth Ecclesia baptised Edward Jr. on the understanding that he would seek release from active service as soon as he could find alternative employment. Serving under Admirals Jellicoe and Beresford, he arose to the rank of Petty Officer and wrote a book about his experiences aboard HMS Prince of Wales and HMS Exmouth. Sometimes he was away from home for up to 2 years at a stretch, but eventually he obtained a shore job as chief writer in the dockyards. While attending a North London fraternal gathering, he met Sister Ethel Reed of Peterborough, and they married in 1912. Their son, Edward Reed Harding, was born in 1913, followed by Joseph, Ethel and Alan. To their great grief, Joseph was drowned in 1829 in the sea. In 1920, Edward gave up his naval career and became a wages clerk with an engineering firm in Peterborough, a post that he held for 30 years. Both Ethel and Edward played their part in the ecclesia in Peterborough. Ethel was an excellent pianist, and she was an ecclesial organist. Edward was a self-taught musician who played the violin, organ and piano. He loved music and attended concerts sometimes with his children. He composed the tune Mishpat with the help of his great friend James Rhodes Bailey of Grimsby, and he wrote the words for that tune, which is number 306 in the 1964 hymn book. That's the hymn which starts, Lord, thy judgments now are waking, let not thy compassion sleep, but while earthly thrones are shaking, sure and firm, thy purpose keep. The final line of verse 1, when the storms shall earth sweep us, must have been his own experience many times. As a member of his ecclesia, he humbly fulfilled the offices of providing, serving and speaking brother, sometimes steering a safe course through rough seas. He and Sister Ethel are remembered as regular visitors to the homes of the sick and elderly. As a result of a duodenal ulcer, he fell asleep in 1957, aged 81.